the Sportscast, September 29th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. You could also do the same on Spotify. You can also listen to us on your smart radio and our smart speaker, Alexa. And also you can listen to our radio every day. And also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and X and Instagram, thesportscast1. And also get our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. The Lions defeat Green Bay in Green Bay, and San Francisco, 49ers are favorites. Join us all the way from the West Coast, who's been to Chase Arena, Ray Sherrod. Yes. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Man, first of all, it is good to be home here at Sportscast, and thank you, Sandeo, for the invite. I love you guys. I love the work here, and it's good to be back.
Great. Where have you been, Ray?
Where have I been? You guys know, if you look at my Twitter page, you see I play a lot of video games. My son, you can't see him in the back, but we do have him do homeschooling, so he's doing virtual school here, and I'm kind of like his learning coach, so helping my son. My wife, she's a nurse, she's working, and I stream, you know, I do some video game stuff. Me and Vet, Vet's got a little something, a little sports something he does on the side that I'm helping him with. But and then, you know, Sundays is football, man. Sundays is football. So I'm glad football's back.
Which, let's talk about your 49ers. So far, they're 3-0. They beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. They beat the LA Rams in Los Angeles. Most of the stadium felt like red. And then they beat the Giants, Victor Rocha's Giants, last Thursday. So far, what do you think about your Niners?
Loving the defense. All I got to say is I told my wife for Christmas, I need a Christian McCaffrey jersey. I need that jersey. They're balanced out, man. We got the defense. Purdy's looking like, you would not think where he got drafted from that this guy is playing the way he is. He's just cool, man. He's just really managing the ball, not making too many mistakes. And we got Debo doing his thing. You know, you got Debo running, you got Debo catching, you got Kittles. I mean, we got weapons. We have it balanced out. We got it balanced out. And we're not putting numbers like Miami Dolphins, but we're doing our thing. The defense is doing their job. They're doing their job.
Potential Super Bowl matchup, you think, you know, possibility.
It's possible. But I'm like this, man. I'm like, look, I'm happy what I'm seeing. We're going it, you know, we're going into week four. And, you know, like I said, you still got the weather, you got the injuries, anything can happen. So, but right now, as a diehard 49er fan, I'm extremely happy what I'm seeing.
What'd you think about the Nick Bosa contract?
Pay the man. He gets the sacks. Now, I was a little worried because in the beginning, I was like, dude, where's the sacks? Where's the sacks? And then, you know, he turned into Bosa. I'm happy with the contract. He deserves it. He's one of the top defense players in the league. I won't say he's number one, but I will say he's one of those guys that just like, I mean, you see Bosa coming, you better run. He's coming. He's good. So pay the man, make him happy, and let's get on to it.
You guys have what, the two highest paid positions? I know the defensive end, Nick Bosa, and running back CMC, right?
Yeah, I think they paid CMC. Yeah. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, with Christian McCaffrey, you got a guy that can catch, and I mean, he gets those them yards. Like he catches and he runs, he gets those yards, he puts in the work, he's a threat, and he can throw the ball if you wanted to. I mean, he's a package, and that's somebody that you need in running back, not just somebody that can just, you know, run through the tackles, but you need somebody that can catch and block. You need a blocker, he can block, so he can do all that.
Ray, do you miss Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'd be lying. I mean, the man won some games for us. We went to the Super Bowl. I do miss him. But I also know, and I have to be real, there's more than just managing a game and just throwing the ball. You know, you got some good, we got a lot of receivers, and we need some deep balls. And sometimes he just doesn't get it down there, you know, the little dunks and other stuff. And you need somebody that can run. You need somebody that's mobile. And also you need somebody that's healthy. So, but he won games. But to your question, yeah, I miss him. And I respect him, and I wish him well over there in Las Vegas, because he did win games. The stats don't lie. He won games.
And what do you think about the Oakland teams moving to Las Vegas?
My heart went out because Oakland really, really, really loved their Raiders, man. The bars are not the same. The stores, there was a lot of Raider stores around here, a lot of pubs and bars that had the Raiders. And it's just sad. It's just really, it's like the city of Oakland's just empty, man. They lost the Warriors came over to San Francisco. The Raiders went over to Vegas. They're really trying to get the A's to go over to Vegas as well. Oakland is just, it's just sad. But I did hear in the works they're trying to get an NBA ladies team over here, and that would be great because I would definitely support an NBA women's team if it was in Oakland.
Yeah, the Warriors are gonna a team, a WNBA team to mm-hmm. the also the All-Star yeah. game for the NBA is coming yeah. in 2025.
Yes. Yeah, you got to do something, man. We got so much going on over here. And then we just lost Dianne Feinstein.
Which is your politician, right? Yeah. A lot going on today for you guys.
It is, man. It is. But, hey, our team is winning. The Niners are winning. So that's great. That's great.
They're up 3-0. So last night was Thursday Night Football. Ray talked about it a little bit offline. It was really good. The Lions defeated the Packers 34-20 in Green Bay. Running back Evan Montgomery scored 3 touchdowns. This might be Detroit's season to win the NFC North.
They're looking good, man. David Montgomery, he balled out last night. I love their running backs. I'm loving Amra St. Brown. I'm loving Sam Laporta. Marvin Jones needs to step it up a little bit, but you got these younger guys working. They got it. I think Goff just needs to – I'm just worried. There's days that he's on it, and then there's days that, you know, he takes steps back. But, no, they beat the Packers.
Yeah, it was a huge game yesterday. Jared Goff, obviously the quarterback – for Detroit is doing fantastic with his receiver St. Brown. So we'll see what happens. Packers with Jordan Love, you think it's a good fit?
Yeah, you got to give him time. I mean, he came back last game and he won it, edged it out. I just think he needs some more weapons. And they didn't have a running game at all. I mean, when you got any night when you got Aaron Jones only 18 yards, he got 5 carries for 18 yards, and then
free AJ Aaron Dillon, Jones.
Free, I'm telling you, man, free him. AJ Dillon 5 carries, 11. There was no run game. You got to have balance. You got to have some balance, man. You got to have balance. They're just slinging the ball, and so you know, and you can tell you've got there was the team received 23. They did about 246 yards receiving with all the receivers. But in the running game, you carried it 12 times and only got 27 yards. You got to have some type of balance. And you know, but hey, shout out to Romeo. He got 95 yards. He had 13 targets and got 9 yards, but too little too late.
A little too late.
Yeah.
Jordan Love had 246 yards. Aaron Jones, as Ray said, only had 18 yards. That's not that much. Dobbs, 995 yards for Detroit. Jared Goff had 210 yards. Montgomery, 121. And Reynolds for the receiving side at 69. So a good division rivalry there, but Detroit took it all. So we'll see what happens with Green Bay. Do they miss Aaron Rodgers? No, I don't think so, because they have to move on from him. You know, he's only 38, 39. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And then my heart goes out to Aaron, man. Oh, my God. That's a heartbreaker. I really felt sorry for those Jet fans. I mean, the guy to come out there and then tears Achilles and then he's out for the season. That was heartbroken. Heartbroken.
At first, I thought he was like going to retire.
Me, like I get it. Not everybody's like Tom Brady, and Tom Brady had a long career. But if you look back, Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone. He broke his collarbone again. This man has a lot of injuries, and these boys are coming. They're running, and that injury that he had really—I mean, it just like he fell on his behind, and he. I thought he was going to get back up and toss some balls, but then when I saw him go back down again, I'm like, okay, it might be an ankle injury, but man, a torn Achilles, and that's a tough injury to really get over. It takes a while, and then you have to believe in can I stand and can I run and can I throw the ball and stuff. So. But I wish him a speedy recovery. Me personally, you won a championship. You had a wonderful career. And I would, I mean, a lot of people want to see him play, but I'd rather, hey, dude, just retire. You have nothing to prove. You had a wonderful career. That's just where I'm at.
He wants to guide Zach Wilson to become a good quarterback.
I don't know, man. Those whole quarterbacks, Tay and Zach. There was some other guys.
Baker Mayfield.
Thank you, Baker Mayfield. The guy not in Brock Jacksonville. Birdie. Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean he's decent, but it looks like he's taking some steps back as well.
But, Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I don't know about those quarterbacks, man. Don't know.
Yeah, big question. But Brock Purdy is working out so far.
He's doing great. My concerns with him as well as injuries. I think we could have went really, really far if he didn't hurt his arm. He had no quarterbacks, and it was just sad as a 49er fan to watch that. And nothing you can got no quarterback. There's no he doesn't have arm to throw, and there's nothing you can do. And the team knows it. They know, well, they're just gonna run the ball. So that's the only thing that just scares me, man, is when he's running and when he's throwing, I'm like, oh no, don't hurt. But as far as he's special, he's got something, he has that it factor.
How much do you miss Raheem Mostert?
Whew, where was this, brother, when you was a Niner? All we got was injuries, bro. Where was this? But but you know, I'm not a hater. I respect he's doing his thing in Miami, but man, I'm loving. I mean, he ran hard, and I watched him run live when I went to the game, and he can run hard. Just scared because when he ran, he just got hurt. He got hurt when he was a Niner fan, but he's doing his thing in Miami, man. Oh, you know, that was a horrible game. Oh,
you know, his nickname was Raheem Must Start.
I did not know that.
That's his nickname.
Well, hey, after what he did in Miami, those touchdowns and how he ran, yeah, he's definitely a must start. But hey, let's give it up for the backup, man. The kid, whew,
did his A-chain. Thing.
Yeah,
A-chain or A-chain? I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
I think it's. I would say A.
Oh, okay,
but right. I mean, man, I feel sorry for Bronco. I got some friends that are Bronco fans, and I really, that was an embarrassment. That
do you think Sean Payton's rusty, or you think he's lost his touch?
I'm gonna give him a pass because most of those guys on that team, he didn't pick. You know, he didn't get Javonte Williams and some of those guys on there.
Russell Wilson.
You know, no. So I would be like, look, you know what? I need to clean after this season. I need to clean house. I need to clean house because I mean it. And I have a friend, Jeff, who said it's all Russell Wilson's fault. And I'm like, how can you
blame the quarterback's fault?
How can you blame the quarterback when you have guys that are paid to defend and not let somebody run up the score like Miami did? I mean, if I was a defense person in that locker room, I'd be embarrassed. That was embarrassment.
Pretty embarrassed. It'd be tough to be in that locker room. We'll see if Sean Payton can turn the ship around.
I hope so, man. I actually got them to win this week. I got them to win this week.
Which that segues us to preview of NFL Week 4. Are you ready, Mr. Ray Sherrod?
Yes, sir. Yes, Santiago, I am ready.
Let's go Atlanta Falcons at your Jacksonville Jaguars. A place to play. But a couple of days ago, the Chiefs were able to win there. Can Atlanta do the same, or Jacksonville is going to protect home field?
You know what? I got Jacksonville winning that. I got Jacksonville. I think they're going to come back and win. I think they're going to beat Atlanta, and I think they're going to defend their home field.
L.A. Rams. They are okay. They got a guy named Puka who's become a star. No one knows if Cooper Kupp is going to come back. They're going to Indianapolis, Ray, where I believe Richardson is going to play after going through concussion protocol. Even though Gardner Minshew had a good weekend, what's going to happen for that game?
Oh man, gotta go Rams. I'm gonna go Rams.
You're going NFC West, aren't you?
I'm going Rams, baby. Yes, sir.
You an Anthony Richardson fan?
I you know what? I like him. I think he's great. I think he's one of the rookie quarterbacks that I do like. But dude, you got to give it up how the receiving core on the Rams and then Stafford, man, he can still sling that ball, dude. He can still sling that ball.
And Puka is definitely catching those balls.
And Puka's amazing, amazing. Runner up for rookie of the year.
Puka Nacua. Amazing. BYU graduate.
Special. Kid special.
Baltimore Ravens, who lost against the Colts, is going to Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson, which Ray's not a big fan of, is looking okay last weekend. What's going to happen? Yeah. Lamar Jackson versus Deshaun Watson.
This is going to surprise you, man, but I'm going with the Browns. I'm going with the Browns. And the reason I'm going with the Browns is because I really like Watson and Cooper. I like that tandem, and I like Jerome, the guy that's now taken over, and may he get well soon, Chubbs. I like Jerome Ford. I like Ford. And now they got Hunt. I think they got something special. I think they got something special going on with the Browns. And then give it up to the defense, the Browns defense too.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah. So I got the Browns.
You're saying Baltimore's going to go 0-2.
Yes, sir. You heard it here.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You heard it here. I'm asking.
You heard it here. Okay. You heard it here. The Browns.
Minnesota, who is, I believe, 0-3, going up against Carolina. Bryce Young is actually practicing this. He is practicing this week. He's probably going to start this weekend. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins needs to win. Justin Jefferson needs to win. What's going to happen in Carolina, which is where you're from?
Yes, I am. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Mom. I love you. I love my sisters and brothers. Man, I'm going with the Vikings. Come on, man. I'm going with the Vikings. There's no way that these boys are going to go 0-4. Jefferson is going to get a lot of yards in this game. And Madison, I think he's going to have a good running game against Carolina.
Ray, you support Minnesota letting go of Cook of Cook. Yeah, Cook. Running back Cook.
Yeah, look what Cook ain't really doing that great with the Jets, man. His little brother's doing all right. His brother Cook over with the Buffalo is doing great. But Dalvin, I mean, this you know when these guys lose it, man. And then Ball, I like the combination of those two guys, but yeah, Dalvin, he ain't the same dude. He's not the same Dalvin from the past, and that's why they got rid of him.
That's right. They see something in the practice fields. Got to trust their judgment. Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow played a little bit injured this past weekend.
Yes.
Going up against Tennessee. They look pretty good with D-Hop and Tannehill. What's going to happen in Nashville?
You're going to see some Chase. Oh, my God. Why am I having a brain? You're going to see Burrow and the man Chase go off, and they're going to kill the Titans. I don't know what's going on with the Titans.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with the Titans, man. I mean, Henry, come on, Henry. What's going on, bro?
He's like Dalvin Cook.
I know these guys were good running, but it's like, what's going on? I don't know, man. I don't know, but I picked the Bengals to win. I think those last losing those last games kind of hurt, and so they came back and won the last game, and I think they're going to be on a run, and it's already started with the last game. The second team's going to be the Titans, and they're going to win that game.
Titans are going to go 2-2 if this happens. If race predictions,
I don't like what I'm seeing in Tannehill. Don't like what I'm seeing in Tannehill.
He's one of the oldest quarterbacks now that Rodgers is injured.
Yes, exactly. And I just don't like what I'm seeing.
The Bucs, who lost against this past weekend, is going up against their division rivalry, New Orleans. Baker Mayfield is looking pretty good with Tampa, but people say anyone could quarterback that team. Ray, what's going to happen in the Superdome?
This is crazy. But I got the Bucs. I got the Bucs. Yeah.
Which Mike Evans has been having a good season.
He has. He's doing great. I don't know what's going on. Carr had to get out of the game last week, and they had to bring in
shoulder injury. I don't think he'll be back this weekend. So we got James Winston.
And that's why I have to make the decision, because even though I'm not saying Winston's a bad quarterback, he's not, you know, he's good, but I think he's just going to make some mistakes. And I think I think it's going to be a close game. And I think the Bucs are going to edge it out. I think Evans is going to have an awesome game.
Which Derek Carr played in Oakland. Do you miss him? With the Raiders.
They love, and not only did he play in Oakland, but he also played in Fresno with Davante Adams. We love. Oh man, come on, we love Carr, but they miss him. They definitely miss him. But you got to win games. But you got to be clutch. So I wish him, and I know a lot of other people wish him the best out there in Saints. He was doing good. They was winning games. They looked good.
Him go. Josh McDaniels was not a believer in Derek Carr.
No, he wasn't.
Got Jimmy G, which they're pretty close since the New England days. The game of the weekend, according to myself, I'm not sure about Ray if he agrees with it. Miami at Buffalo. Miami had a record breaking score.
That is my game of the week.
Mike's. You are going to get up early to watch that game, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
So, if you guys haven't heard, Miami scored 70 points against the Broncos. The Bills are 2-1. They lost against New York a couple weeks ago. But this could be an AFC East. We could determine who's the best in the AFC East. Ray, what's going to happen in Buffalo? Not cold. It's still September, so it's not going to be snowy. So it's going to be a fair game for Miami.
I'm like this, man. Look, a lot of you guys are hopping on this Miami bandwagon. Don't forget, they played the Broncos, folks. They played the Broncos. So don't get it twisted, okay? I think Tyreek Hill, I think that team's amazing. I think Tua's amazing. But I believe in Josh.
Away.
I believe in Josh. I believe in Diggs. And I believe in the Buffalo defense. And I got the Bills, got the Buffaloes to win it.
You're going up against Raheem Mostert.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes, Denver Broncos has a break this weekend, Ray. They're going up to Chicago. Chicago's not looking too pretty either. Will this be the first win for Sean Payton this season?
Guess what, sir? Yes. I picked the Broncos to beat the Bears. I don't know what's going on with that, Justin. That's another quarterback we forgot to mention in that group, Justin Fields. Justin Fields, man, he's just not looking. Just, I don't know. It's just something. I thought he had something with Moore because DJ Moore was looking good during preseason. He's had a couple of games. I don't know. But I'm going with the Broncos because that was an embarrassing thing. When you get your tail handed to you like that and you get a spanking, you got to come back. Just like the New York Giants when they got that big donut and they came back and they won the next game. I think this is what's going to happen with the Broncos. I think they're licking their wounds and I think they're going to come back and Broncos are going to beat the Bears.
Is Fields a bust? Or too early to say?
Too early. I'm not going to say he's a bust.
The Commanders lost a week ago to Buffalo. They're going out to Philadelphia, who's 3-0, is looking good. Who the Eagles beat Tampa Bay last week. Ray likes Jalen Hurts a little bit, I've heard. What's going to happen? Commanders at Philadelphia. Washington looked good those first 2 weeks. Can they have redemption in Philly?
Man, come on, man. You know I'm rolling with.
It's hard to win in Philadelphia. I don't blame you.
You know I'm rolling with, man. Come on. Washington, and I'm glad they
That's
got
Aaron's
somebody.
Team, by the way. I forgot about
yes,
that.
It is. He is a commander. He's a commander guy. And I hate to do this to you, Aaron, but I'm going with Philly. I gotta keep it real. They're 3-0. They got AJ Brown. They got Devontae. They got weapons, bruh. They got weapons.
No doubt. Philadelphia is Super Bowl contenders this year, so we'll see what happens. Not much running from Jalen Hurts this year so far. Can we see more running this weekend?
Very possible, but, you know, he does get those little sneaky TDs when they're on the line, when it's like, third and one or first and one. He can get in there, and then even first and goal, he can run it in as well. So he can do the thing. He can do the thing, and he can sling that ball out too. And then don't forget, they got Swift, man. Swift right now, he doesn't have a lot of touchdowns because Hurts is eating up on them touchdowns. But Swift is good, man. Swift is good.
Yeah, and we'll probably see some more quarterback sneak touchdowns, right?
Yeah, and I like Howell. I think Howell's great, but I don't think he's going to do good against the Eagles.
Sam Howell, it's kind of like Pickett from the Steelers, you know? You're like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's not there yet.
Not there yet, but give the kid. You have to have patience. You know, Peyton, the great Peyton Manning, you know, he didn't start off, you know, he wasn't that great. Brett Favre wasn't that great, and then they all
John
now
Elway
they're
wasn't
like,
that great.
Wasn't that great? And they're all Hall of Famers. These guys gotta transition, and I think these guys need to transition into leaders and make better decisions. But they'll get there. They'll get there.
Speak of the devil, Kenny Pickett and the Steelers are going to Houston against former coach of the Niners, DeMeco Ryans, which I heard Ray's a fan of. C.J. Stroud's having a good rookie season. A lot of yardage, 300 yards per game most of the time. They beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville, which Ray didn't predict that. What's going to happen? Pittsburgh at Houston at that beautiful Dome Stadium.
I got the Steelers to win that.
No way.
I got the Steelers. Yep.
It's the Meco Ryans.
I got the Steelers to win it. I think they're gonna pull it out. I think it's gonna be a close game. Don't get me wrong. I love the new quarterback with Texas. I love the new quarterback, but I don't know, man. I like Watts, and I think Watts is gonna give this guy some. He's gonna come after this kid.
You know that coach. That Michael Ryan's chose Houston over Denver.
Smart move,
coach. Interesting. He smart saw something move. We didn't see.
He's smart move. And but he's 1-2 though. You know, he did win a game, so he's not like the other guy. But and they look good. CJ looks great. I like Pierce, but I like Pickett and Pickens more.
Exactly. Let's go Raiders, who I believe Jimmy G might be a little bit banged up, but he might play. Mm-hmm. Going to visit the L.A. Chargers. The Chargers are now 1-2. I'm not sure if Ray is a fan of Brandon Staley. None of us here in the sportscast are. But what's going to happen at that beautiful SoFi Stadium?
Chargers, baby. Chargers. They're going to run. They're going to run the – boy, they're going to kill – they're going to murder the Raiders. That's what I got.
So the Raiders have gone for it on fourth down last weekend?
Yes. Yes. I think what's going to happen, the Raiders, they're going to see a little – they're going to get some Allen – they're going to get some, I like the Kelly guy. I think Kelly's going to run pretty good for them. He's doing great. But I think Keenan Allen, you're going to see it's going to be Davante Adams and Keenan Allen, man, getting those balls. The thing that hurts Jimmy is that he's not throwing the ball to the other receivers. You're just throwing the ball to Davante. And everybody knows who you're going to throw it to, Jimmy. You're throwing it to Davante. You're not putting in the other guys in there. You're not working the other guys. And, yeah.
Nope. There you go. Ray's a fan of Jimmy G. He watches every game of Jimmy G since San Francisco. He's watching them with the Raiders. Let's go to San Francisco. Arizona, who beat the Dallas Cowboys last weekend. We don't know if that was a fluke. We don't know if Josh Dobbs is good. But they go to San Francisco. This might be a test for the 49ers. I don't know. Ray, what have you been hearing in the streets of San Francisco about this game?
I think you're going to see Bosa is bringing his lunchbox, and I think he's going to have some Dobbs. He's going to have some Dobbs. You know, you ever seen those? What's those like little ice creams in a bowl, and I think they call them like ice cream Dobbs. Well, he's about to eat ice Dobbs because he's going to be all over Dobbs. And you got McCaffrey, you got Debo. We're coming.
You can't go wrong with that roster, right?
No, man. We're just too powerful, dude. We're too strong. And I don't think the Cardinals stand a chance. And Dobbs, man, he runs a lot. He really doesn't throw the ball a lot. He can run. And I just don't see it. I don't see it. And I think Marquise Brown's going to get smothered. I don't think he's going to have a good. And then I think he's even. I think right now he's questionable too. You got a lot of guys that are questionable. A lot of
week four, guys. A lot of questionable injuries are happening.
Yeah, and so we'll see. You know, hopefully we got. And then on our end, I mean, we got also Debo's questionable. Brandon Ayuk is questionable. Even Juan Jennings, but I think those guys are going to be there. They'll be there. And
a lot of money, Ray, so I'm sure they'll be there.
Yes, Niners all the way.
Niners win it. Jonathan Gannon, we'll see if he's really tanking or not, but we'll see how hard they play. This time they're going to go on the road. Let's go to New England Patriots, who won their game last week against the Jets. They're 1-2. Dallas Cowboys, everyone was saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. They're going to win the World Cup. They're going to win everything. They lost against Arizona, which they're still kind of messed up in their heads about that. What's going to happen in Dallas? Is Bill Belichick going to outcoach Mike McCarthy?
Yes. The Cowboys come back to beat the Pats. Because that was like, what? How did we let that happen last week? I don't think they're going to let the Pats slide. I see Tony running about 100 yards. I see CeeDee Lamb, I think, is going to have a big game. And, And then I see my man, what's his name? Matt Jones can be running from his life from Parsons.
Mac attack. And no Trevon Diggs, which some people say that was a factor why they lost against Arizona.
Could be.
Where's Tony Pollard?
he's been doing pretty. Yeah, I mean, I think they're gonna bounce back.
And keep in mind, Zeke is coming back to Dallas. He usually has big game in Dallas. You think he'll have a big performance?
No.
Running back by
committee, and I don't think so.
Kansas City Chiefs won last week against Jacksonville. They're going to go up to the Meadowlands in the Jets stadium at the Jets. Wilson lost last week against the Patriots. Casey's looking good. I heard Ms. Taylor Swift will be in attendance in New York for this game. It's Sunday Night Football. I don't think she can do the halftime show. What's going to happen in Jersey?
Chiefs, baby. Chiefs. Chiefs.
And Travis Kelce will have 200 yards.
I don't think he'll get 200 yards. I think he might get over 100 yards, but I got the Chiefs.
The Chiefs win it. Here's a question of the day before we close this off.
Not a problem.
How do you have your coffee? Today is National Coffee Day. Do you have it, Ray, with cream and sugar, cream only, black, or do you do a cappuccino latte style?
3 packs of cream and 3 packs of sugar.
There you go. That's New York style, by the way.
Yes.
It goes to San Francisco. Oh, interesting news I heard last week. Jimmy G says Las Vegas has better pizza than San Francisco. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. San Francisco is probably known for their tacos.
San Francisco, you can get some pretty good tacos out here, but pizza and barbecue, I ain't gonna give that to California.
There you go.
Nope.
Well, so far, Ray, who do you think are the top two teams in the NFL right now?
You got to give it up for the Dolphins, and you got to get up to my 49ers.
I think those are the top two. Philadelphia is in that third role, I think.
And then I would throw Philadelphia 3.
Yeah, the NFC. And the other AFC, of course, the Chiefs are always in that top tier of teams. So got to watch out for them if they stay healthy, which is always a question mark.
Right. And then respectfully, I do got to get I got my Niners 2 and I got the Dolphins at 1.
No way.
I'm not a homer. I just keep it real. And I think you can't deny. I mean, Tua is on fire. They got Waddle. They got Hill. Those guys are. And then now you got the backups playing, you know, running back. I mean, they're killing it. They're killing it. I wouldn't want my team going up against those guys, man.
And Ray, Tua is healthy in week 4.
That is scary. The scary thing is a healthy – you got a healthy Tua. You got a healthy Tyreek Hill and Waddle and Mostert. And scary. But I got them to lose.
Against Buffalo. Yeah, that would be a big – I don't think it would be like – a punch in the mouth, because Buffalo is a respectful foe. So if it's a loss or win or keep it tight, I think keeping it tight would be like the worst case scenario, hopefully.
I just see a lot of Josh Allen just running it in. He's going to take the initiative and just run it in. You forget he can. He's not scared to run it into the end zone, and I just see him doing that.
Well, there you have it. Miami-Buffalo is the game of the weekend, not Arizona Niners, as people are talking in California. Ray Sherrod, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you if you've been to an Oakland Roots game?
Oakland Roots, yes, yes, I have. And just check me out at Ray3473 on my on X now, not Twitter, but X.com. And I stream a lot. I do a lot of game streams and stuff like that, and little podcasts. But I'm always posting what I'm doing next. And I'm right here taking care of my son, making sure he's in school and doing his stuff. But, yep, that's what I'm doing. And Santiago, man, thanks for inviting me back on here on the Sportscast. You guys are great. Network, great group of guys, just awesome. Guys, make sure you support these guys, man. They really put in the work.
Always a fan of you, Ray. Love the Giants hat. You're always welcome back here. And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. Instagram is not going to change their name, but they do have Threads, right? Do you use Threads?
Yes, I have Threads. Yes, I do have Threads. I'm just waiting for when he starts charging everybody and everybody leaves. I got Threads as a backup.
And, of course, on X, you can, like, you're on Premium X, right, on X Twitter?
No, man, I'm not doing that premium. I ain't getting my money. But I'm just Ray 3473.
San Francisco, Arizona, Miami, Buffalo, games to watch. Week 4 is coming up. It's only going to get better. Thanksgiving is not even here yet. Anyways, Ray, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, Santiago. Thank you.
This was your update.